Hello, Christians. Stand by for a wonderful hour of worshiping on the Word.
Well, not quite an hour, but pretty close.
Yes, what a wonderful time, though.
Indeed it is. It's so good to be back, listeners. Paul and I have been a little bit under the weather, but we are back tonight, and we thank you for your patience.
Better under the weather than under the ground.
Well, I would say that would be true. Yes.
Then still recovering from major eye surgery, and we both praise our Lord for his consistent care and healing. Mm-hmm. Now, the big question, dear, is, can you see any better?
Yes, I can see some better.
Would it be appropriate for me to burst into a song that goes like this? I can see clearly now.
No, honey, I'm not quite that good yet, thank you.
About, I only have eyes for you.
Well, you can sing that to
like
me
to
quietly.
The melody.
Yes,
yeah,
I like
remember
that. Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
About Ma, she's making eyes at me.
No, I don't think so, honey.
No.
How
about his eyes are always on the sparrow?
Now that I will allow you to say, because that was my theme song all through this time of waiting and healing and listening to God's word. Knowing that his eye was on me.
Right on, dear. His vision is perfect, and he is always watching us.
Yes, and boy, I'll tell you what, honey, that just feeds right into my husband's favorite song. Brian, do you know what your dad's favorite song is?
Sure you do.
Yes, but I'm not going to guess on the air.
You know, what is it?
Be Thou My Vision.
Be Thou My Vision.
Oh, Jody, you're so good.
You know,
and
Be
you
Thou
knew
My
that
vision?
Too, didn't you? Yes, of
beautiful
course you
song.
Did. Yes.
I love it when the lyrics are so real and so accurate scripturally.
Dad, I think I hear a train.
All aboard!
Is that the train I hear? Could it be drawing near? Could it be the Heaven Express? If the Lord came today, could you say, I'm ready for the Heaven Express?
If I should die tomorrow,
or you,
what?
My Christian friend,
someday
we'll be together forever and ever. Amen.
I wonder if they have a menu on the Heaven Express that you can order from the cafeteria. What would you order? Yeah? French fried mayonnaise? Baked apples?
Grilled quail?
Real quail on the glass, yeah.
All aboard, they call. Jesus paid it all. He's the ticket for the Heaven Express.
And
you are blessed on the Heaven Express.
That rarely happens.
Your dad not always full of hot air.
Yeah.
We're going to move along to a segment of our program called Heart of the Composer. Here's my wife, Glenna Savage. You remember what the name of the song is?
I believe it might be Be Thou My Vision.
Here we go.
Be Thou My Vision.
Our Heart of the Composer this evening is taken from Matthew 10:29, which is one example. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from their father's will? Most people have a hobby of some sort to provide a healthy diversion from the rigors of work. Long ago, there was a woodworker in Nazareth, and he counted bird watching among his diversions. We can make that assumption because Jesus later referred frequently to the bird life in his sermons, saying things like the one I read before from Matthew 10:29, or Matthew 6:26, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" And Luke 12:26, "Consider the ravens." And Luke 12:7, "Do not fear, you are of more value than many sparrows." Well, it was this theme that caused the author of God Will Take Care of You to write a year later another great hymn on God's care. This one we're listening to tonight, "His Eye is on the Sparrow." Sevilla Martin was born a Canadian on August 21st, 1869 in Nova Scotia. She became a school and music teacher, but when she married Dr. Walter Martin, an evangelist, she gave up teaching to travel with him. Here is her account of the writing of this song. "Early in the spring of 1905, my husband and I were traveling in Elmira, New York. We contracted a deep friendship for a couple by the name of Mr. and Mrs. Doolittle, true saints of God. Mrs. Doolittle had been bedridden for almost 20 years. Her husband was an incurable cripple who had to propel himself to and from his business in a wheelchair. Despite their afflictions, they lived happy Christian lives, bringing inspiration and comfort to all who knew them. One day while we were visiting with the Doolittles, my husband commented on their bright hopefulness, and he asked them for the secret of it. Mrs. Doolittle's reply was very simple. 'His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.' The beauty of this simple expression of boundless faith gripped the hearts and fired the imagination of Dr. Martin and me. The hymn, 'His Eye is on the Sparrow,' was the outcome of that experience." His eye is on the sparrow. Thank you.
Of course, I have to tell you, folks, we told you the wrong name of that song. It was Be Thou My Vision, is that right?
No, that's what we thought we were going to hear.
It was His Eyes on the Sparrow.
So that's really,
right. Really nice job here. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was beautiful. Now we're going to turn to a segment of our program that you might recognize as Pearls of Wisdom from our godly grandpa. Not everyone has the blessing of a godly grandpa. There are many who never knew the grandfathers at all. We call this segment Pearls of Wisdom from our godly grandpa. Here he is, reading Pearls of Wisdom from a godly grandpa, Brian Savage.
There were three of us ornery boys in the family, and I mean ornery. I was probably the least troubled. In fact, it wasn't until I got older that virus got a hold of me. I never knew what I was missing. I still thank my brothers for giving me that late cultured diversity. We had a small orchard on our farm, and those little fruits that fell to the base of the apple trees and miraculously transformed themselves into little balls of applesauce were great for ambushes. My brothers were always fair game, although I had to stockpile a good pile of fruit to be ready to defend my pre-selected fortress. A rotten, squishy, bug-filled apple right in the side of the head was always the signal that the former truce had ended. Usually, dusk was the perfect time, and since some of our apple trees were adjacent to a graveyard, occasionally I could even find a pre-dug foxhole to begin the attack from. A foxhole on high ground with 20 to 30 perfectly balanced stinky apples would quickly discourage any unprepared enemy. From this vantage point, you were sure to get the upper hand. But boy, when the apples begin to fly, watch out. If you were short on ammo, you could always look for rotten peaches, or soft, squishy pears came two at a time. You know what was better than all of these? Was in the late fall when there were rotten tomatoes on the ground. But be careful. Once I set up an ambush for my younger brother, I was going to nail him as soon as he came around the edge of the barn. It was a perfect shot. The only problem was, it wasn't my brother, but my dad. Those were some seedy peace talks. And I never knew that my dad could pitch so well.
Never try to outpitch a grown-up, I can tell you that. Thank you, Brian. That was a wonderful story.
That was nice.
You know, dear, hey, folks, we are really grateful today. Trust the Lord is demonstrating on a daily basis his love for you and you his love for him. We have a wonderful guest with us today, and this is going to be one revealing program.
Well, you sound pretty excited about a revealing program. What does that mean?
Well, I was reminded about wonderful adversity of apples to begin with, and now I'm all pumped up. I'm ready to talk about a love for the Lord and the fruits of our service and his love to us, among other things. But we have a guest tonight who's an expert. If any would know anything about apples, these are the important questions to ask this fellow.
Well, that would be very true. People, let me introduce to you Mr. George Lawrence of Lawrence Orchards right here in Marion County. I have enjoyed so many days out there, and I love the popcorn balls, and I love the apples. It is just so wonderful to come to your establishment. Well, thank you folks out there for joining us today on the Heaven Express program. It's good to have you all here with us.
Yes. Good to be back, too, isn't it, dear?
Yes, it is.
We're more than I'm more than happy to be here, I'll tell you. And I just want to point out one thing to you, Paul. An expert means a drip under pressure. Well, so that's all it is, okay?
That explains why I never hit anything. George, it's good to have you with us. Thank you. You came highly recommended, you know. Your pastor, his secretary, Oki, is that what they call her?
Audie.
Yeah. Hi, Audie. My brother John and several other people told me to look you up and ask you if you'd come and be in our studio with us on the Heaven Express program. Folks, I did that several months ago, and of course, it was in late summer, and George and I actually met. He was pretty busy. He was getting ready for harvest. As busy as this man is, listeners, he stopped what he was doing, took a few minutes and chatted with me, and agreed to come in here in January, February. We actually had you and Vicki scheduled to be with us last month, but your wife had something come up and you weren't able to be
there. Yeah, and I'll tell you, she had another thing come up today, and I apologize for her. We have our grandson that she was in charge of babysitting this afternoon.
Oh, my goodness,
so,
Vicki, I understand that.
So I'm here
that.
Solo for you.
Well, folks, if you know Vicki, you the next time you see her, tell her, no more. Can't miss it again. Next time you're out.
That's right, but we're thrilled to death you're here with us tonight, George. Thank you so much.
We'd love to invite Vicki back whenever she's able to.
That's right, absolutely.
Her busy schedule.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your family.
Indeed.
Could you do that?
Well, Vicki and I, we have now been married 30 years. Oh, see, this is where it would be good to have her here. 36 years, I believe.
You can call in, Vicki.
Very bad.
Or, well, it's good to have her here if she was not within arm length of
Yeah,
her.
I was going to say.
But I believe it's 36 years.
36
We've got
years.
Two kids. Our son, Greg, is a art teacher down in Pickerington, Ohio. They live in Columbus, he and his wife. And then we have a teacher. Yeah, he is. Believe it or not, he's a digital art teacher. I'd never even heard of digital arts until he became that. But basically, they do a whole lot of things computerized. So it's a good profession for him.
Well, right? and with the technology being so important nowadays, he's right on top of that.
Well, he sure is.
It's amazing how many kids respond to that, too. So
I bet that's very true.
Neat subsection of art there.
You know what I discovered the other day, Brian? Kids still use crayons.
And they still eat them like you do, Penny.
Come on, let's go. I just tell my brother, come on, Wayne, let's go smoke some Crayolas.
Yeah, that's what you'd say. Yes.
We also have a daughter. Our daughter, Rachel, is
What's your son's name?
Greg.
Hey, Greg. Yep.
Greg and Christina.
Who's Christina?
That's his wife.
Oh, hi, Greg.
Yeah, they've been married 12 years, I think.
Have they?
And they live where?
In Columbus.
Columbus. Will they be hearing this broadcast?
Actually, they won't. They are out visiting her grandfather out in Arizona right now. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Brian, why don't you tell?
I don't think that this will reach Arizona, will it?
Yeah, probably.
They could get it online.
I was going to say online.
Why don't you tell our folks out there that they can listen to our programs, a lot of them, anytime they want to?
Sure. This one's actually next week's episode, so it'll probably be the following Tuesday before this one goes in the archives.
At 5 o'clock.
Yep. And then the...
following Wednesday.
And then the...
it'll be in the archives on Tuesday.
The second hour we do today will be played again this Wednesday. And once they're online, you can go to www.gh1071.com, click on the archives button, and find the Heaven Express.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you can listen to them and decide who... Who's your favorite singer, and let me know. You know, years ago, my first wife, George, and I were married.
You and George were married?
I don't think we were married, no. Were we?
George, my first wife.
Commas
are important.
Yeah, that's right, they are.
George, my first wife, her name was Carol, and I were married 38 years, and... we went to Leroux Baptist Church. You ever heard of Leroux?
Good church.
We went there for years,
is.
And I had the opportunity, George, to sing quite a bit over there. And one day, I finally, after years of marriage, I had enough courage to ask her after church one day. One of my friends was singing over there. He has a great voice. And I said to her, tell me, dear, who's your favorite singer in the whole church?
Oh, that is a dangerous question.
Oh, I thought sure she was going to say me. And she says, Dan, Dan Jeffers.
Okay.
Dan, I've never forgiven you for this. And you listen to this right now. We've talked about this, but I was shocked. And
she only liked his voice. She liked everything else about you.
That's right. And she liked his voice.
I have to agree. Well, wonderful tenor. And after I settled down, took a couple Alka-Seltzers, I realized how right she really was. So where were we? We were talking about...
Mentioned my daughter. Yes. Rachel's a special needs teacher here in the city school system, Marion City.
Amen.
And she actually two lives teachers? Right next door to us. So
you have two teachers in your family?
We have two teachers. There are a lot of teachers in my family, not mine direct. My ancestry is farmers. But my wife, both of her parents were teachers. Her grandparents were teachers, so there are a lot of teachers in our clan.
My beautiful wife here is a teacher.
Yep.
For a time.
So now we got two teachers in your family.
Yep, two teachers and one grandson. Rachel has a little boy, 4 years old. His name's Austin.
Hi, Austin.
Yep.
Hi, Austin.
He actually was...
Austin.
He was adopted from over in Bulgaria 2 years ago. So
really?
Really neat little guy. We love him.
So who watches Austin when Rachel's at school?
My wife has been a physical therapist for many, many years. Last year, she officially retired to be a granny nanny.
Oh, nice.
That means she basically takes care of Austin during the day, and then just makes it all in the family that way.
You can tell your wife that her and I have something in common. I officially retired to be a fuddy-duddy.
That's a fuddy-duddy instead of a granny nanny.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And so, Austin, we're glad you're listening here today.
Yes.
So,
what is your daughter's, Rachel's, last name?
Lawrence.
Okay.
Actually, Rachel, she told us a long time ago if she hit 30 and she wasn't married yet, she was going to adopt. So she is a single mother. Austin's last name is Lawrence as well.
Uh-huh.
But, boy, they are the light of our lives.
That is so wonderful. And that is such... Such a difficult position to hold
it
for
takes
Rachel.
Very special people.
You know,
my
really
wife worked
does.
In pediatric physical therapy for about 15 years, so she worked over in Whetstone School over in Mara County.
Uh-huh.
So she had a lot of experience with pediatrics, and then Rachel just followed right in those footsteps with being a teacher there. So
that is
and
terrific.
Rachel will be listening today too, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Your church family going to be listening?
We'll see. They might have heard I was going to be on and said no.
Good
maybe,
point.
Maybe not, yeah.
Now, is your mom and dad around?
My mom and dad passed a number of years ago, yeah.
Were they brave?
I was the sixth or fifth out of six kids. So, dad would have been 97, I think, now. Mm-hmm. So
wow, you're the old guy.
Well, yeah.
I'm
older than I look, but I think that's changed over time.
You're younger than you look. So
yes, definitely.
Are your oldest brother still with us?
Yep, all six of us are still
are
kicking,
still
but they are all scattered around.
Well,
I'll
how
tell
come
you.
you're the only one?
Somebody had, you know, my roots literally were in Marion, so
okay.
It's pretty hard to pull up roots in the orchard and move someplace else. But.
Folks, just to remind you, this is our guest tonight, and you're a deacon at Central Baptist Church.
Yep.
Tell us, our guest tonight is George Lawrence from Central Baptist Church, and you're a deacon over there. Tell us about Central Baptist Church.
It's a pretty good church, I'll tell you. We've been there for many years, and I'll tell you, Pastor Ryan, hardest part for me was realizing that I all of a sudden had a pastor that was the age of my son. But I'll tell you, if there is ever a man that preaches the Word of God, it's Pastor Ryan. He gives he is truly a man of God. Wonderful elders within the church. It's been a real blessing in our lives, we'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, about 20, 30 years ago, it was really hard to find a good Bible teaching pastor in this area. And through much prayer and God doing what God does sovereignly, we've seen a lot a lot better teaching and preaching in this area.
There are some good churches, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when you couldn't find it.
Preach the word of God and stick to it.
Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, Paul and I kind of, we think it's interesting to find out how people get together, how couples get together. We believe in the sovereign grace of God and that He works in all of our lives, you know, to bring things about for each, you know, for one another.
Right.
So we were kind of wondering about you and Vicki. How did you find each other?
You know, we both went to Ohio State. I was in horticulture and she was in physical therapy. We were involved with a church down there, but in different ministries with the church. She was in a singing ministry. I was in actually a drama group. And so we knew each other, but not well at all.
Ryan, but their philosophies were different. She said, hug the patient. And he said, hug a tree.
That's probably true. But I'll tell you, she actually had a end of the year physical therapy ball, some sort of a dance that she thought she would want to find somebody that would be just a nice safe date, somebody that wasn't interested in anything further, but just would come out for that night. And I got a call from her, so she actually called me. But perfect scenario, and it wasn't probably the perfect date because I hung around.
Wouldn't go home.
But that's how we got together, and about 6-8 months later, we started dating for real, and my goodness, only about a year and a half later we were married. So and that's way back in 82. So. Long time ago.
Oh,
when
goodness.
We get her on this program, we're going to quiz.
You'll
her
hear the real story, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have questions we generally ask our couples, but I don't ask them unless they're both here, because both sides have to have their
right to say.
The reality and truth of the past. George Lawrence, do you remember a segment of our program that I mentioned in the script about? Just what did that kid say? Did you catch a glimpse of that?
I saw it.
Do you have a story for us? Don't go yet. Let me introduce it here. If you think you can do something here. Here we go, folks. But just what did that kid say? All right, you've been there. You know what you when you were a kid or maybe a grandkid, even when we were young and said something that the whole family still talks about today. Let's see what our guests will share with us today. Will it be hilarious, or will it be just plain awesome? All right, George Lawrence, just what did that kid say?
You know, I have to admit, I don't draw many blanks, and on this one, I sort of drew a blank as far as hilarious stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most impactful thing that our kids ever said, my son accepted Christ at a very young age, about 6-7 years old, and he was baptized shortly after that, and now his sister is 3 years younger, so she was only about 4 or 5. We were in the kitchen, my wife and I, and here Greg pulls Rachel, he sits her down in the living room, and he says, "Now, I got baptized, and I was saved. Now you have to." And he shared the entire salvation story with her. And little Rachel said, "Well, I want to do that."
Oh,
so the most impactful thing that children say, that was the most impactful thing. That
I think so.
Well, that's pretty impressive, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was.
Yep, and the children shall eat them, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's wonderful. I like that story.
In this next segment of our program, we call this the quote note. Sometimes we just love it when we hear it can repeat wisdom, scriptural truth, truth from friends, truth from godly people. Sometimes we hear wisdom we just have to share with other people. We call this the quote note. Our quote note today is from, I don't know, I've lost it.
Oops.
And my wife just broke the stand.
Oh.
Hang on a second.
I can hardly touch it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's that woman, yes. There we go.
Bear with us, folks.
What would you do without the help needs?
Bear with us, folks.
Yeah, the ones that create the diversions.
Well, since I can't find it and the notes are all scattered, let's just move on from quote notes to, we don't have a whole lot of time left. My wife and I want to do a song we wrote for you now called When Sorrow Walked With Me. Do you remember when we wrote this?
9/27 of 10. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Seven years ago.
Yeah. Going on eight. To introduce it for
us. It's, well, you already did. It's called When Sorrow Walked With Me.
Here we go with a song. One of our favorite. It's really a pretty song. Actually, I heard this in the voice of a riddle, and I later added it just to music. Let's see how this comes out. I walked a mile with pleasure. She chattered all the way. She left me none the wiser for all she had to say.
I walked a mile with sorrow. She never said a word. But all the things I learned from her. And all the things I heard.
I walked a mile with pleasure.
She chatted all the way. But left me none the wiser for all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow. And never a word said she. But all the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me.
And when I walk with sorrow, trials of many kinds,
it could be the Lord refining you
for joy he has in mind.
A very hard place to be, but our Lord Jesus was known as the man of sorrows, and so as we do go through that valley, we know that the Lord is with us and walking and helping us through the way.
Well, I have a song for your grandson.
Okay.
Austin, is that his name?
Austin.
All right, Austin, you like apples?
He loves apples.
All right, I wrote an apple.
Better.
I was
going
to say, if he did. No, I was going to say we'd send him back, but no,
no
we wouldn't.
We have a nursery poem for you. Like, you ever heard the poem like Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Sure.
All right, here. I adapted this to the Lawrence Apple Orchard. Mary had a little lamb. The lamb, it loved green apples. Mary's brother owned an apple grove in downtown Minneapolis. When Mary went to visit him, the lad, she called her bro. The lamb, it saw the apples lying on the ground, you know. The silly lamb ate all of them. It was quite a sight. The lamb, known to be pearly white. Let me do that again. The silly lamb ate all of them. It was a sight to see.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
The lamb, known to be pearly white, was truly turning green. Never eat too many apples.
You can't eat too many apples.
Yes, you can. Okay.
Well, you know, we're running down on time, honey. We only have about 4 minutes, and I want to make sure that George has a chance to say hi to all of his friends and church family. And
wait a minute. Before we go there, I have a really important question to ask you.
Well, I know. Is that the revealing?
This is the, all right. We're back with Lawrence Orton.
So, okay, we're going to do this then. Can you tell us the answer to the question? But wait a minute, what's the question?
I'm just saying, tell me the question first.
You're an Apple expert. Would you say that's true?
Sure.
All right, what was the forbidden fruit in the garden? Was it really an apple?
Apples get a bad rap. That's all I can say.
Apples.
It was the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
There you are.
There you go.
If it happened to look like an apple.
No, it was not. Apples just get a bad rap.
Glenn's going to tell you why it had to be an apple.
It had to be an apple because Paul here is rotten to the core.
Oh.
Yes.
Tell our listener, George. You already did. Let's move on to the previous question. You have a chance to say hello to anybody you like to.
Well, obviously, I better say hello to my wife after this.
Yes, you better. Yes.
Yeah, my family. I'm sure my family's listening. Say hi to all the people out at Central Baptist.
Anybody else?
If I start naming them, we'll go over time.
Okay. All right. You think there's apple cider in heaven?
There better be.
It sounds appealing.
Yes, it does. Yes.
All right. Here's a question. What part of an apple is the left side?
What side would that be?
What? The side you don't eat.
I told him not to put that in.
He is rotten, isn't he?
Really.
George knows the answer to this next question. What apple can you be sure you'll never see in George's orchard?
We have no pine apples.
Pine apples.
Oh, yes.
Good one.
All right, yes. Well, thank you. All of us here on the Heaven Express program want to extend our love and appreciation to all of you, our listeners. Thank you for joining us today. George, thank you for joining us today. It's so wonderful to have you here. And may our Lord, our God, bless you and yours in ways that you could never have imagined this week. And indeed, may the one who blesses bless you very, very much.
And whether on the air,
or in a plane,
or in a car,
or on a train. It's our prayer we meet again.
Until then, may the one who blesses bless you much. May you have God's blessing on your way.
May you have God's blessing every day.
May the word of God.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.